Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. More good stuff and another very, very relevant subject is Medicare. It's something that a lot of people benefit from. It's our government-sponsored program for health insurance when you turn 65. And we have a Medicare consumer specialist who's on the line with us, and he's been on our radio program before, and I'm super excited to have him back because he's a great guest and a nice guy, Nate Papura. Welcome, Nate.
Hey, David, how are you?
Thanks
for having me back.
Yeah, it's great to have you back. You've been on a couple times before, and we like having you on because you're a straight-talking expert on this stuff that a lot of us do not understand. So the future of Medicare and small business owner health reform. So we've got a four-hour program today
right.
to do it about 25.
We might have to do it in two different shows to cover all that.
But. Yeah, so the big thing, I think, and let me tell them a little bit about your background. Really, the big thing right now, you work as a Medicare consumer specialist, and the company is eHealth Company, and the website is ehealthmedicare.com, ehealthmedicare.com. Give my listeners a quick rundown about what you guys do so they understand some of your background and where your expertise emanates from.
Yeah, so the company is eHealth, and we run ehealthinsurance.com, ehealthmedicare.com. Been on before talking about planprescriber.com, and these are basically all just shop and compare consumer websites, like a Travelocity for health insurance, if you will. eHealth Insurance has been around for 15 years. We're publicly traded company, and a couple years ago, we've been very successful with eHealth Insurance in showing people under 65 plans, letting them compare things side by side. And so a couple years ago, we decided, we really need to get into this in the Medicare space. And
yeah.
So we bought Plan Prescriber, and now we're sort of rolling everything under the eHealth brand, so it's easier for people to remember. So eHealth Medicare, Plan Prescriber, similar experience. You go in, you put in some your zip code, no personal information. You'll see all the plans available, and you can sort of do some comparison shopping that way.
That's good. And I saw that you had on your website, you have over 180 carriers. So pretty much it is like Travelocity. You can book, quote unquote, your healthcare flight for what you need to take care of. There's two parts of what I think a lot of people would be interested in. I'm retiring early. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to need health insurance, or I don't have health insurance now, I need to get that. That's something they can get from your company. But then also is bridging that gap of they've said, okay, I want to retire. I'm not quite there. I've got a buyout, or I've got a changing job, or I got let go, or a big company came in and bought the company, whatever. They can get insurance to cover them between, say, 62 and 65 before they're eligible for Medicare, especially when people can take 62, they can take Social Security early. So you probably have a lot of people that need and look at your coverage for that.
Yeah, and this is a particularly interesting year, too, because it's kind of being viewed as a gap year, right? Because next year is when healthcare reform, the Affordable Care Act, really kicks in. And you see all these marketplace changes for people under 65. Right now, when you're 65, everybody gets Medicare, and then you have several different options within the Medicare space to cover yourself. But if you're under 65, up until now, it's been regulated on a state-by-state basis, and the rules are really different. In some states, your application can't be declined if you have a pre-existing condition. In most states, it can. So next year, that all goes away. But, how do you make it through these last 12 months or so, 11, 12 months until next year if you've got a pre-existing condition? What should you do? So this is a particularly challenging year if you're early retiree but not quite eligible for Medicare.
And I think there are a lot of folks in that category, Nate. And that's, again, why I wanted to have you back on the program. So I'll do kind of the basic softball question. Okay, I'm 62 years old. I've retired for whatever reason. And I'm getting Social Security, but I've got 3 years to Medicare. I go to the website eHealth Medicare or to the planprescriber.com. I go there and I can navigate and find. And I go in there and I can say, okay, look, I need insurance for the next 3 years. I can shop 180 companies or however many are available. And it'll tell me how much they cost. I can then, navigate and figure out what I need to supply. But I can get all that information right from your site.
Yeah, if you're under 65, you go to eHealthinsurance.com.
Okay.
And what you can do there is you can look at individual and family policies. So if you're married and you got kids, or you're single, you can look at an individual plan or family plan. And yeah, you put in your zip code, your age, your date of birth, and everything that's available pop up, and then you can shop around. There is a a chance in most states that you can be declined if you have a pre-existing condition. And I really caution people when we talk about this not to freak out about a pre-existing condition. If you have something, it's a good idea to actually pick up the phone and call an agent, because oftentimes, you know, someone thinks I have asthma, I can't get approved. But it's very likely that an insurance company will approve you with certain pre-existing conditions like that. And oftentimes our agents know which carriers feel like underwriting insurance or a back problem this month, because it does from time to time change. So that's when it's maybe a good time to pick up the phone and call. But you should always make an effort, unless you just know, you know, I've got diabetes or I've had cancer. Those are, you know, pretty much a definite decline.
Well, here's a good question right on that point, Nate. I'm glad you mentioned that. Let's say I've been with a group plan. You know, I'm retiring. I just retired at 62. I'm pretending to be 62 right now. And I just retired, and I've been on my company's plan for 20 years. I've got proof I've had coverage for all that period of time, and now I want to get an individual policy. Does that prior coverage help me with the fact that I've had a pre-existing condition?
It does, but not in getting a individual policy.
Okay.
So basically the way the rules work is that you'd be offered COBRA for 18 months.
Right.
After 18 months of COBRA, then you'd be eligible for what's called, in most states, you'd be eligible for a HIPAA plan, or it's typically a high risk pool plan in most states.
Right.
And so that's the process that you have to go through. That's typically very good insurance. It's just, it's very expensive.
So this is something where if you can do some shopping around, and I've just got back over to the site ehealthinsurance.com, and you've got some nice endorsements there, CNN, Newsweek, and Susie Orman. Need to add David Holland on there too, by the way.
We've been working on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll give you my logo or something. But no. But I think you guys are doing a good thing, because it lets people do some good comparison shopping. And you know, that's on the health insurance side. Again, somebody can get a policy that's not going to cost them an arm and a leg and an elbow and a knee to bridge that gap to Medicare. And then...
Well, and then if I could, there's two other things I want you to consider. If you can't get HIPAA plan, or it's too expensive, you know, you don't qualify for an individual plan, there are pre-existing condition insurance plans that were put out as part of health care reform. The government estimated that over 300,000 people would enroll in these plans the first year. I think we're 3 years into it now. There's like less than 10,000 people in these things. Some are regulated by the states. Some are run through the federal government, but you can go to PCIP.com. It's a government site, and they can plug you into those things. Because so few people have actually enrolled, I know at one point they brought the cost down, so I'd encourage you to look at that. Another option you have is look at something called short-term insurance. Those plans are, you know, usually around $70 a month, as opposed to, you know, closer to $300 a month if you're in that age group. They will exclude coverage of a pre-existing condition, but they'll cover you for a year. And when we get into next year, with healthcare reform kicking in, now there are subsidies to help you afford the insurance if you're lower income and you can't be declined. So I'd look at PCIP.com if you got a pre-existing condition, or I'd look at a short-term insurance policy.
And I went to your website just now, kind of flipped over, and I see that at the ehealthinsurance.com site, where you've got that you can get quotes for short-term health insurance plans right there on your website.
Yeah, we have that too.
That's good. Yeah. All right, if you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, I have Nate Papur on the line with us, and he is a Medicare consumer specialist, but he knows quite a bit about health insurance as well. The company is eHealth Company, ehealthmedicare.com, and ehealthinsurance.com. We're going to take a quick break, Nate. We'll come back and talk a little bit about Medicare, which, of course, you know, people who turn 65, they get the Medicare coverage, but that's not going to cover all the expenses, and we need to talk about what that looks like for somebody. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Many people invest without ever knowing what they pay in investment fees. When was the last time you dropped your car off for service and told them to fix whatever they want without getting an estimate first? I'll bet never. Why treat your portfolio any different? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation, or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we are back. Nate, thanks for staying with us. Next up is Medicare, and Nate Papur is my guest, Medicare consumer specialist. eHealthMedicare.com is the sister aspect of what you guys do with eHealthInsurance.com. So now we're going to be talking about, I'm going to guess, Nate, we're going to talk about ways to fill in some of the gaps, and also deal with the reality that Medicare doesn't cover everything.
Yeah, it's interesting how often we'll have conversations with people where they're enrolled in Medicare and they'll look at a plan and they'll say, why is there a deductible? Or, you know, why am I being hit with this copay or this coinsurance? And it's just, for me, over the last 3.5 years of working in the Medicare space, you know, I certainly didn't know anything about it when we started, but I was, you know, in my 30s. But people that are, you know, getting close to Medicare have, you know, enrolling in it really don't understand the program. And I'm going through this with my folk now as well. So there's an awareness gap for sure.
So we go to, yeah, and so there's figuring out, you know, how best to deal with some of this shortfall. I guess, you know, you talked about the Affordable Care Act, the Obamacare kicking in, going into next year. I've heard, of course, some of the political commentary and debate and all the fuss over that. Anything that we are anticipating that will affect the way Medicare works or some of the supplemental plans that are available to augment Medicare because of that act?
Well, that's the $50,000 question. Okay. I mean,
just 50, you know, I was expecting more for that one.
Right. Well, it depends on what game show you're playing.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I think the goals of healthcare reform are very positive. They're trying to cut inefficiency out of the system, reward providers at every level for outcomes instead of, you know, providing a specific service. You're seeing more of a preference towards managed care based on outcomes as opposed to a fee-for-service. And, you know, folks will argue whether that's a good or a bad thing, but if we focus on results in the business world, that's typically the best way to get things done. You know, so the cutting some inefficiency out of the system, rewarding performance, those are the goals, and you know, people will argue whether or not the way we get there with this is the right way, but I think, you know, you have to be optimistic about some of the shifts that have been made in the program and where they're trying to head. And then the other good thing that we really like about health reform is that it's making a lot more information publicly available, and it gives, you know, companies like ours and others the opportunity to create more transparency and help you as a consumer know if you're making a good decision. Am I buying the right plan? Am I seeing the right doctor? Am I getting the right procedure? And so, you know, I think there's a lot of upside there. Regardless of how you feel about some of the things that were done in it, there's a lot of potential there to make the law very successful and to help the Medicare program.
So there could be some silver lining, so to speak.
Yeah, depending on where you're coming from. Yeah. It could be all silver or just a lining. But
all right. Well, I'm still waiting to get my platinum coin from the Treasury. They haven't minted it yet for me. So just kind of basic, super basic, especially for somebody who's approaching 65 and hasn't really looked at this. Of course, people that are already there are pretty familiar with this. Medicare Part A is for hospitals. B is for doctors.
Right.
And everybody gets A, and then you have to pay for B based on your income level. It is actually somewhat needs-based. The more income you make, the higher the premium will be.
Correct.
And then beyond that, with those two things in place, A and B, then there's a lot of supplemental. Well, then we got the prescriptions. What was that one? Was that D?
That's D, but you have to sign up for that separately. So the
nice.
way that I try to, you know, explain this, you can very easily get into the minutia with Medicare, but what I try to just give people a very basic overview of is that original Medicare, that's A and B, is a great benefit, but it has three big gaps you need to be aware of. The first big gap is out-of-pocket costs or cost sharing. So there's a deductible for A and there's a deductible for B. B has a lot of what's called coinsurance for, you know, every service that you receive, it's usually an 80-20 split where the government pays 80 and you pay 20. And so those costs can add up. The deductibles don't always reset on a yearly basis. With Part A, they can reset when you're discharged. So the first big gap is out-of-pocket costs. The second big gap is prescription drug coverage. A and B don't cover, you know, routine prescription drugs. You're on Lipitor or something like that. That's not covered by A and B. And then the third big gap is there's no out-of-pocket limit with Medicare. So with all this cost sharing,
wow,
you know, you can just, you know, if you get really sick and you're in the hospital and you're going back and seeing a lot of doctors and specialists, you can just pay and pay and pay and pay.
I mean, when we say paying, I mean, you know, it doesn't take being in the hospital long with surgery or something else to rack up a $100,000 bill and you've got to pay 20% of that.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not, it wouldn't necessarily be quite that bad because okay. A lot of the hospital stuff is covered under A, which doesn't have the same coinsurance.
Well, but, and maybe I should have used the doctors as a better example, but...
you might need to see a specialist and okay. follow up and all those kind of things. Diagnostic services sometimes have different coinsurance. So, yeah, regardless, the bills can add up. It's only about 5% of people that have their costs go over about $7,000 for the year, so $6,700 a year is the Medicare number. Is 5% go over that, 95% they under that. That's a big, you know, chunk of change, but
yeah,
I've seen stories where people's bills are a couple $100,000. And so you know, do you really want to risk it? 5% is can be risky when you're talking about those kind of costs. So having a plan to deal with those out of pocket costs.
Well,
is
let's
a
do
good
this,
idea.
Nate. Yeah, that's good. Let's take a short break, come back, and I'd like you to get into some of your, you know, some of the recommendations or some of the thoughts on how to deal with that. Mm-hmm. And we'll do that right after this break. So stay tuned.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
And we're back. Nate Perpura, our guest, eHealthInsuranceCompany.com and eHealthMedicare.com, eHealth Companies. And Nate is a Medicare consumer specialist. Thank God somebody is, Nate, let me tell you. And I'm glad it's you, not me. This is some complicated stuff. So what do people do to solve some of these out-of-pocket coinsurance, this risk of being hit with big bills when they have a medical situation and they've got A and B coverage? What do they do to deal with that, to supplement, if you will?
Okay, I'm going to give you my 3-point plan.
All right, this is good. I'm going to write this down because I'm sure I'm going to write it down and I'm going to sign my name and send it to all the senators.
Okay, it is number one is awareness, number two is planning, and number three is constant diligence. This is my recipe for being ready for Medicare. So, section one and awareness is just really understanding those gaps that I talked about. You don't have to know them in detail, but you have to know that when you're on Medicare, there's going to be cost sharing. You're not going to have prescription drug coverage, and there's no out-of-pocket limits on your care. So you have to have a number two plan to deal with those things. And so there's three basic ways to do that. The first, maybe the simplest way, is enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan. Medicare Advantage bundles your A, B, and D into one single plan. So D is the drug coverage. The government subsidizes it, but you still have to buy it from a private insurance company. So with Medicare Advantage, you get your A, you get your B, and then you also get D in a single plan.
How popular is that, Nate? Does a lot of people do that?
It's, you know, a significant percentage of people on Medicare are in that, and I'm sorry I don't have that number in front of me.
But it's a lot. That's my question.
It's a lot.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And you know, so it, like I said, it bundles your A and B. It also gives you Part D drug coverage, and then it caps your out-of-pocket costs. So typically with a Medicare Advantage plan, there may be cost sharing the same as you'd have on original Medicare with A and D. You might still have the deductibles and the coinsurance, but once you hit that plan's out-of-pocket limit, you pay nothing more out-of-pocket except your monthly premium and for your drug. So it's sort of a safety gap type of plan, and that's something that health reform did to these Medicare Advantage plans. It's a really good benefit brought on by health reform that they said, look, for 95% of people on Medicare, they're never going to go over this $6,700 limit, so we're going to put a cap on these plans.
Okay, so if somebody does it, just make it simple for us, Nate. If somebody says, okay, I like the way that sounds. I don't like all this mystery and gobbledygook and A, Bs, and Ds and having to worry about buying a supplemental plan, which we can talk about. I just want all one thing. Then they say they can go on your website, the eHealthMedicare.com. I want to make sure I get the right one. And they can go on that site and they can go in and they can get put in their information. They can talk to one of your advisors or they can do stuff over the internet and they can get an Advantage plan that will then just kind of just say, okay, I got one payment or month. How do they pay? Monthly, annually?
Monthly.
Okay, so they pay this one monthly payment and it's kind of quote unquote taken care of. They still have some copay and deductible, and maybe, but there's a cap. So it just kind of makes it simple and easy.
Right.
I mean, that's what I would want to sign up for if it was me.
So the other alternative is a supplement plan, and we can talk about that too. And I think it's important to understand what the options are. But what I encourage people to do before you gravitate towards Medicare Advantage or Medicare supplement is to really work with someone like yourself. Work with your financial advisor and say, what is my income going to be when I retire? Do I have an emergency fund? And then make a decision based more on those kinds of things. Because if you have an emergency fund, you have money in the bank in case of an emergency, you can probably handle a Medicare Advantage plan if a big expense comes up.
Mm.
But if you don't, you know, and you're just counting on month-to-month income, that's scary for a lot of people to think that if I get sick, I could have a big bill, and then they tend to gravitate more towards a Medicare supplement plan. The supplement plans are more comprehensive. Typically, they
actually covers more than the Advantage does.
Well, on the health insurance side, what it doesn't cover is drugs. So you have to enroll in a supplement and a drug plan and put them together. So you're going to have bills every month, but you, with the supplement, you're going to have less risk of out-of-pocket costs, and that's very attractive to some seniors. I helped my aunt enroll this year, and I really encouraged her to go with Advantage just based on her income and where she lived, but she was very afraid of having a big bill, and I said, well, you could save, $100 a month if you went with this Advantage plan. She never gets sick, and she said, yeah, but if I save that money, I would spend it. And, I thought, well, then that's good, because at least she knows herself. She knows that she's not going to be able to save it for a rainy day in case a big expense comes up. And so she was at least making a wise decision based on her spending habits. Now, I could have tried to change her and say, well, you got to start to save, but,
People are who they are.
So I think once you kind of have a sense of, what your financial situation is going to be like when you retire, do you have some money in the bank to handle, the average out-of-pocket maximum for an Advantage plan is $3,400. So, everything goes wrong. That's going to be the biggest bill you get. Can you afford that? And if you can, maybe that's the way to go. If you can't, maybe look more towards the supplement. But realize that with a supplement, you're putting money out every month that if you don't get sick and you don't get injured, you could just be putting that in the bank and saving it for a rainy day. So those are the kind of decisions you need to make.
That's good, Nate. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take one last quick break. And when I come back, I'll answer kind of that rhetorical question about, having income and planning and cash reserve. And we'll get your take on it. So we'll take a short break. We'll be right back.
80.
30.
50.
Every mile brings us closer.
25.
Every mile in a city near you.
75.
Help us stop diabetes.
100.
Join the Tour de Cure.
60.
Register to ride.
36.
Or sponsor a rider.
50.
Call 1-888-DIABETES or visit us online at diabetes.org/tour. How many miles will you ride?
25.
All right, we're back with Nate Papura, who is a Medicare consumer specialist, eHealth Companies, and the website is ehealthmedicare.com for the Medicare supplements and Advantage plans, and then ehealthinsurance.com for all of those good health insurance programs, over 180 companies. That's pretty cool. So, Nate, here's the last, couple minutes here. I trying to help people plan and budget and figure out, where they're going to be with all this. I want to come back to what you said about the emergency monies. And I talk to people all the time about having enough cash on hand. You have to assume everything breaks, the car breaks, the roof, everything. Line it all up, including maxing out all your deductibles. And if they can't handle that with their emergency fund, then maybe they need to rethink that and how they're saving, or how they, if they have money. I've had people, for example, have money in an investment account and they have no cash on hand. It's like, well, what happens if you need to have money? They said, well, I'll call you and I'll get some money from my account. I said, yeah, but what if the market's down? Well, you need to have that money on hand. And then, obviously with what we talked about is having the ability to pull that to pay for these expenses like the health insurance.
Yeah, I think it's critically important. It's, again, because, like you said, you just cannot plan for everything. And so, the way to really go into shopping for Medicare plans. What I encourage people to do is have some awareness of what you're able to afford, and really build it around that, because there are good options for everybody.
Well, to get those options, Nate, I'm going to send them to the website. We're out of time. ehealthinsurance.com and ehealthmedicare.com. Nate, you're always welcome, and you're always a great guest, so thanks for being with us.
Okay, I didn't get to dive into diligence, but thank you very much.
We will do diligence next time, and we'll definitely have you back.
Okay, hey, it's great to be on. I really enjoyed it, David.
Okay, Nate, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland, and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening. Thank you.